1-800-259-9231. It's my show, Free Talk Live. This is Mark.
And this is Nick.
You can give us a call on the SACL CAI 800 number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Toll free in case you live in a cave and you don't know the 800 numbers are toll free. That's 1-800-259-9231. And since it's a show about telephone calls, let's take one of those things. Brian in California.
Hey.
Hey, Ryan.
So my university at Cal Poly is doing something with an Arab university in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
And it's throwing up quite the controversy here.
Really?
So what's happening is we got invited by Saudi government.
Okay.
To set up an engineering program there at one of their universities. I think it's Dubai College or something like that.
Okay, that's not Saudi Arabia, but all right. How could Dubai College be in Saudi Arabia?
I think.
Whatever it is.
Anyways.
It's one of them Arab colleges. Go ahead.
So they want to pay $6 million to set up an engineering program there. And they want to,
sounds like
our, they're going to have some of our faculty go over there and maybe some of their faculty come over here.
Okay.
No student exchanges.
All right.
Now, the controversy is the Saudis don't want any gays, any women, or any Jews.
No gays, no women, no Jews attending their university or as professors.
No, they don't want any faculty who are women, gays, or Jews.
Okay. All right.
So the controversy is, should we pay $2 million and, you know, have some sort of cultural bonding with Saudis, or should we say, no, keep your money, we're not going to let you be discriminated.
Well,
be
I think that the answer for me would be, all right, we'll concede to your terms, but it'll cost you $18 million, not $6 million.
Yeah, well, if we do that, then they'll just say no and they'll go to a different school. So
there you go.
So I don't really know what to think about it because on one hand, you know. So.
Well, if it was a private business, I'd say it'd be up to the private business owner to weigh their, you know, their social values against the potential to make money. But generally, my opinion would be to tell them we'll pass, given their restrictions. I would just tell them to, you know, find someone else to do it. And,
yeah,
you know, if enough universities did that, maybe that would force them to change their position. I mean, that would be the hope. Is that enough? If enough Western universities said we won't do it on those terms, the Saudis would be forced either to not get Western education or to change to a more Western tolerant model. And that's, you know, that's a legitimate way to try to change the culture of the Middle East. You're not forcing your way on them, but you're not going to, you know, change your values for them. And I don't, I'm opposed to a foreign policy and a lot of this propaganda about Islamo-fascism, but I will concede that a lot of Arab states are essentially fascist. They're theocratic states, and I don't like them very much. I don't like the governments, and by and large, large percentages of
their
people.
If it was my business and I got to make the decision and they told me that I couldn't send over any of my faculty, you know, my employees that were gay, women, or Jews, I'd be like, yeah, well, I may or may not have any of those, but I don't like your terms, and your $6 million doesn't mean anything to me. $6 million, by the way, sounds like chump change to Cal Poly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. You know, if in a perfect world, everybody would say no and they would have to change, but I doubt that will happen. So.
Yeah. I doubt
all
it
right.
will, too.
Cool.
Thanks
have
very
a good
much.
Day, guys.
Bye. All right. And 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mike in Minnesota.
Oh.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. Well, I have a question. I don't know if y'all covered this topic before, but I'm hearing other satellite shows talk about how come they never talk about Barack Obama's middle name?
I don't think we've ever discussed Barack Obama's middle name on this show, but I'd be happy to discuss his middle name with you. And
well, you know, I've heard like a little rumor that his middle name possibly is Bin Laden.
I think that his middle name's Hussein.
It's Hussein.
Hussein.
Yeah.
Hussein.
Okay. Well, my thing is, you know, we're looking for Obama, Well, no, we're looking for Osama, but we're going to put in a president named Obama.
Does that bother you?
Huh?
It bothers you?
Well, I'm not going to say it bothers me, but, you know, it just, you know, how the whole conspiracies and all that good stuff, man. Me personally, man, I just look at stuff from different angles, and I'm sitting there like, you know, is that a coincidence that, you know, Obama, Hussein, you know what I mean? Like, that ain't even American.
Well, his father was a Muslim. He was raised Christian. A lot of these Islamic names are very, they use the same names a lot. They use Osama.
Yeah.
Hussein is a very common name.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of repeated names.
I find all of the presidential candidates that we have the choice of currently, the major ones. I mean, I'm for Ron Paul. He's still in the race, but the news media isn't mentioning him. So I find McCain, Clinton, and Barack to be offensive, and I really won't be very happy with any of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know, man. The way I look at it, you know, it's just, you know, too much coincidence. I understand what you're saying about the whole, you know, the Muslim name and all that good, you know, good stuff and like that, man. But honestly, if Hillary gets those super delicate votes, man, have y'all heard about something called the blackout?
The blackout? No.
Yeah, what it's supposed to be is a lot of Democrats are supposed to go independent if that happens. Because, you know, Barack got the delegate votes. And, you know, it's like the same thing in 2000. You know, it's like our votes don't matter no more. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Yeah. I support that. Please, Barack, run an independent against Hillary. I would prefer to see Hillary over Barack, but, you know, it's just like...
I don't have much preference.
It's preferring to have stomach cancer over lung cancer. It's not much better.
Right. You know, I don't know, man. To me, I think just really and truly, man, the people just really need to just speak up more. You know, it's like... Who do we really have is just really fight against, you know, Goliath? You know, it's like with David, but David and Ed don't have any nuts anymore, you know?
Well, who's Goliath?
Well, the Goliath is just, the, you know, politics in general, you know? It's like people, we sit back and we allow stuff to go on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the problem is that the politicians keep on tossing Trojan horses at us, like somehow, you know, Barack's going to save us, or Hillary's going to save us, or... John McCain's going to save us. And none of these people, they're all politicians, and they're all going to do the same stuff to us. So I think that really David is you, and it's me. And we just have to say, Goliath, I'm not taking your crap anymore, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to bow to your will.
Right, but, you know, it all goes back to this guy. He wrote this book in Florida called The Shackling of the Mind. You know, it's a psychological effect. You know, it's like... When you think of, you know, politics, you think of government. You think of government, you think of a mighty army. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, who's really going to stand up to that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, you know, my thing is, you know, is there anything going on right now where the people can actually, you know, got something going on where we can just say, hey, you know, look, our votes matter, you know?
All I can recommend is voting for Ron Paul, and that's about...
He can't get the nomination at this point, though, with the delegate count. It's not mathematically... McCain's got it set up. Ron Paul was the best shot this time around, I'd say, and, you know, it did better than some people thought it would, not as good as others,
yeah.
You know.
My solution has been to move to New Hampshire for the Free State Project. It's a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state, and then now I'm in New Hampshire, and I'm advocating for us to secede.
Well, so, you know, what I think the real problem is, man, is once they took out a religion from, you know, religion and politics is the, you know, unforbidden conversation period, you know what I mean? It's like, ever since they took out the religious aspect of it, it's like, you know, it's been going in a downfall. You know, I really didn't go for Huckabee, but, you know, honestly, I would like to see a Christian in the office. You know, maybe there'd be some changes, you know, like a woman... She'll pick up a sword quicker than a man. Well, she'll pick up a pen quicker than a man pick up a sword.
Well,
you know, but at the same time,
I don't think
like a little catastrophe.
I personally think the religion's too mixed up in our current politics. But thanks for your call, Mike. And you're listening to Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. All of them in about whatever you'd like.
Does your family think your beliefs are crazy? Do you experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free? Do you feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information on a happier future. This summer, the Institute for Humane Studies will be holding 14 seminars on liberty and libertarian thought at locations across the country. If you're a college student or recent graduate and interested in thoughtful discussion and challenging lectures, we want you to attend. Find out more at libertarianseminars.com. The deadline to apply is March 31st.
Available seminars include Liberty and Society and The Tradition of Liberty, Advanced Studies. Register online now at libertarianseminars.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal, and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
In a world where dangerous situations happen, to include unforeseen world events, outdoor accidents, destructive weather, or even countries in conflict, a person should be prepared. In the wilderness, at home, or on the road, sometimes extreme measures are necessary to survive. Prepare yourself in advance and don't wait until disaster strikes. BestGlide.com is your leader in high-quality preparedness and emergency survival gear. BestGlide.com carries survival equipment for everyone, which includes our pre-configured survival kits or kits built to your specifications. Survival equipment, emergency fishing kits, fire starting, survival tools, and medical kits are available at BestGlide.com. Many items are standard issued for military and peacekeeping agencies worldwide, including U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, FBI, and many others. When ordering online, be sure to use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount off your order, or mention GCN when ordering via phone for your 10% discount. Call 888-834-9971 or visit BestGlide.com. That's 888-834-9971 or BestGlide.com. Prepare yourself. Visit BestGlide.com today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activated that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. And my name's Mark.
Mine's Nick.
And don't be fooled. It's not your show, it's my show. But I will, however, let you call in and talk about whatever you'd like. While you're calling, check out the archives. We have 7 days, or actually 6 days, 1 week, but 6 days in the show. 6 days of archives right on the website on the left-hand side, right when you go to freetalklive.com. We also have a full year's worth of archives. You have to sort of know how to do the seeding thing. What is that? BitTorrent?
Yeah,
but we have the capability of doing it. So you can get the last year's worth of episodes for free, no charge, unlike all the other talk shows out there. So check it out right at freetalklive.com. And does your family think your beliefs are crazy? You would experience a nagging sense of worry that the world is becoming less free. You feel withdrawn or politically alienated from liberal and conservative friends? You are not alone. Statism hurts. IHS Summer Seminars can help. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. Basically, all they want you to be is sort of college age, you know, college student, recently graduated, that kind of thing. Libertarianseminars.com for a happier future. So, since it's about your calls, let's go to the amp line and talk to Sam. Sam, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are y'all doing, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'm well. How are you?
Great. Hugh called at the top of the last hour, and he said he had a speaking request, I believe, for him to go as a representative of IAVW, Iraqi Veterans Against the War.
Yes.
And it just so happens I was with the founder of that organization on Tuesday.
Oh, aren't you a big shot?
D.C. as they were out doing some things. I spent a weekend out there, and it just happened to run into those guys.
Did you see any disgusting politicians while you were in D.C.?
Yeah. Actually, you want to hear the body count?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was there 4 days. I shot about 2 locations a day.
You mean with a camera?
Yes.
Great.
And this is the numbers of police and agents that came up and talked to me and harassed us, not just asked questions, but you know, wanted to know what we were doing and so forth. 6 D.C. police, 3 Park Service police,
wow,
1 Park Ranger, and 1 Secret Service agent.
Good Lord.
Plus 1 cop.
So that's almost 65 cops?
No, just 6.
Oh, 6. I thought you said 6D, so almost 10 cops.
Sorry, yeah, about 10 cops. And then one time we were about to cross the street, and this one cop just started screaming at us, and he told us to turn around and go the other way. But you know, I was with a friend of mine, Whitney, and we both said, no, we're going this way, and he didn't seem to care. So we had to back up to the corner and wait another about 9.5 minutes before the first car in the caravan of President Bush's motorcade went by, followed by about 40 more vehicles. So we had...
Wow.
SUVs,
where are they all going?
Probably to dinner. We had 2 armored personnel communication carriers, ambulance that goes in the motorcade. It was just ridiculous. At least probably $5,000 an hour just for his motorcade.
Yeah, 40 cars, it might even be more than that. I mean, if you start figuring in how much every one of the bureaucrats that's sitting in those 40 cars.
Easily, yeah.
Like $5,000 a minute, maybe.
So on Tuesday, though, I was out making my way around the Capitol building, and I ran into a group of guys called IAVW, the Iraqi Veterans Against the War,
mm-hmm,
and they were out
Iraqi Veterans Against the War. So, okay, I'm just trying to see what, you know, their name implies that they're against this war only.
Yeah, well, I think they're kind of a follow-on group to the Vietnam Veterans Against the War.
That makes sense.
So, and I believe John Kerry was a member of that organization.
A lesson to politicians out there, if your war drags on too long, there'll be a veterans group that comes out, that has a veterans group of that war that comes out and says they don't support it. So end your wars quickly if you're going to do them.
Exactly. So that's what they were doing, was because Congress had enacted laws that required these service members to stay beyond their terms, they decided that since the government works for the people, the people wanted to create a stop-loss order on the members of Congress until they did what they were elected to do to stop funding the war.
Ah, so they'll soon find out that, in fact, the government, the people are not the government.
So I was along with them, had the camera, turned this into a YouTube video, and if you can go watch the interaction that the founder of IAVW had with some of the aides and representatives that came out from, like, John Kerry's office, Ted Kennedy's office. And
so you got to talk to some college kids that were working for John Kerry?
Actually, there were college kids behind the desk. Beyond that, though, because there were about 20 to 30 people and about 6 people with cameras,
mm-hmm,
they would send an actual aide or some time scheduling person or whatever, and they would deliver the message to them. Hope, and in the hopes that maybe the senator is going to get to hear it.
Well, I wouldn't hang a lot of hope on that. But I do think, however, it's probably made for a good video. You go to Obscured Truth, what is it, YouTube?
Yeah, youtube.com/obscuredtruth, and it's the latest one out there.
Ah, well, I would go, but I can't spell obscure. Thanks very much, Sam. Oh, I wish I knew how to work these buttons. Crap. There we go. Sorry. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live. And, you know, inmates are running the asylum tonight. Ian is away at the talk radio seminar for radio and records. And so it's just me and Nick, man in the posts here. And I don't know anything about the buttons. So let's take Jeremy from Montana. Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. Glad you're leading the show.
I'm doing my best. You know, if I did this for a week, I'd be so much better than Ian. We could just get rid of him.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I like Ian, too, man. I like to hear you guys argue.
There's a lot of that.
But anyway, I wanted to talk about a little bit about this being the leading, you know, prisoner state in the whole world.
The story that came out recently that one out of every 99 Americans is locked in prison, and that we have more people in prison than any other nation in the world.
But, you know, I think they might be biting themselves in the face because most convicts that I know, or ex-convicts or whatever, come out of the prison even more anti-government than they were before they ever went in. And I think it makes... I don't know. I think they're going to end up biting themselves in the ass over it.
Yeah, well, there's certainly no shortage of people that are angry in prison, but usually it comes with a combination of people that are angry and stupid. I've spent 9 years in prison, and I saw that combination a great deal. I don't know. You know, most of those people, you know, they're going to be anti-government when they get out, but they don't even know how to focus their anger. Like the guy that got on that subway and shot up a bunch of white people, the black guy that got on that subway and shot up a bunch of white people, he was angry at everything and decided to shoot some white people on a subway. I mean, you know, what's the point in that?
But then there's people like you and me, Mark,
yep.
You know, that focus our anger on...
properly. Yeah, I agree with you, Jeremy. I hope it makes a difference, but I don't know. I didn't meet that many convicts in my time that it would have made a difference on. But thanks for the call anyway. You're listening to Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Give us a call.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-457-9914. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's the Sickle CAI line. This is Mark.
And it's Nick here.
And you're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in about anything you want. But before you do that, go to wiki.freetalklive.com. We've got a, it's a basically user-editable website there, and it's hundreds of pages made all by listeners. There's little fan club site, you know, web pages there for each of the talk show hosts, and all kinds of things they're talking about there. You can do anything you want. Edit to your heart's content. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And how would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days? Nick, you disappear.
I don't need that. I'd die.
No. But you could do it without permanently changing your diet. I did do this, sort of. I was very bad at it, just because
you couldn't stick to it.
Self-control, not my strong suit. But if it beats the heck out of changing the diet and giving up the foods you love and that kind of thing, I would recommend it for that purpose. And they have sort of a lighter version you can do over 30 days rather than a 9-day cleanse. But if you want to check it out, it's recommended, the doctor recommended, go to FTLDiscount.com. That's FTLDiscount.com. 1-800-259-9231. And we had said earlier that we were going to talk about the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and then we had calls for a straight hour and a half.
Which is a good thing.
Right. I'd like to complain about it, but you know, it is a show about the callers, and so, you know, I decided to let them talk whatever they want to talk about. But, Nick, you've got the 10 planks there?
I do. Would you like me to read the
first? Yeah, rattle them off for me. I'd like to talk about the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto.
Okay. Well, number one, abolition of property and land and application of all rents of land to public purposes.
Let's see. So... what's that say? Abolition of property. Basically, the individual can't own
real
estate.
Right.
Well, I'd say that we have that one, although people may disagree with me.
I disagree with you.
Essentially, you don't own your land. You're a serf of the Lord that does own the land. The Lord being the local and state governments in the form of property taxes. If you choose not to give your tribute to the Lord, then their property that isn't yours will be confiscated from you. And the fact that you have these zoning laws and all that stuff basically the Lord tells you what you can do on your property, whether it's build commercial property or industrial property or residential property. If it is residential property, how you build that residential property. You don't own your land.
Well, you do own your land. They're just highly regulated and planned in a socialist form. So you can own your land. You can buy as much land as you want that you can afford.
As long as you can afford to pay the taxes on it, too.
Correct. I agree that the property taxes are essentially a rent being charged to you by the government, which is supposing to own it. But you can buy land. You can transfer a title when you want. The government doesn't hold the title.
It's leasing. Just because you can sublet your property and what you want.
I think you're minimizing what it's like to live in a truly communist society where the state does control the land. And if you want to buy
land, you that we aren't so the Soviet Union, but this is the Communist Manifesto written by Karl Marx. He had nothing to do with the Soviet Union. That was just the Leninist-Stalinist application of communism. And you know, so we have a lighter, pinker communism going on in this country.
I say that plank isn't fully in effect. That's why we have still some control over property.
So not fully in effect.
Not everywhere has central planning of land use. There are places that don't have zoning. Granted, they're usually very rural, but places down south I think don't have them. But generally, most places have zoning, and that is a communist style control. We'll get to that later. That's actually a different part of the platform. But yes, I will agree with you that we're halfway there to a centrally...
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being what I imagine the Soviet Union was like, because I have no... I don't really know what the Soviet Union was like, and 1 being free and clear, you own your land, you can do anything you want with it. Where are we, in your opinion, between those 1 and 10?
In land use, in let's just take Keene, for example, because it varies a little bit. 6. 7, maybe.
Okay. Well, I'd be willing to give those numbers, too. But to me, if it's much above 3, then you don't own your land. I will absolutely go on with these planks. We've gotten through the first plank of the Communist Manifesto. But, like I said, show about calls. So, it's Dave in Montana. Dave, you there?
Hey, how you guys?
Good. How are you?
All right. Could hardly hear you. You usually come in a lot stronger.
Is you mean on the radio or on the telephone?
On the telephone.
I don't know what to tell you.
I heard you guys talking about prisons and stuff. There's been a trend of building privately owned prisons all over the country.
Yeah.
And they get tax money for taking prisoners. So like it's like a fascism thing. It's like, or you know, like a government getting in cahoots with privately owned. Then what are they gonna do? They're gonna get in cahoots with the government and legislation, because they gotta fill these places up.
Right.
And it's just a really bad idea. I don't understand how people could allow it to go on and think it's good. Oh, we're gonna get 100 new jobs in our town. But listen, it's. They're gonna turn them into slave factories and stuff so that they could, and then all of a sudden it's gonna end up that you're gonna have to pay for not being arrested. What I mean?
Well,
that's the end result.
I see a disturbing trend, Dave, and I agree with you in that respect. However, my experience, which is I've got a bit of experience as far as the prison system goes, is that the private prisons are usually better, cleaner, safer, nicer places to be than a regular prison. And regular prisons already have this slave labor that you're talking about. Regular prisons contract with private companies to make all kinds of products. For instance,
I get calls from them all the time trying to sell me stuff. I always ask, hey, are you in jail? And they go, uh-huh. And I go, is somebody listening to you talk to me? They go, uh-huh.
Well, there's you know that's interesting.
You're being They'd like doing it just to get out of the cell and stuff. All right, get them busy in there and everything. But I just see it ending where you're going to have to pay for not getting arrested.
I agree that it's a disturbing trend. Here, I have a solution, though. How about private prisons, and actually we do away with all state-run prisons. We only have private prisons. And the inmates actually get to pick which prison they want to go to. And the prisoner gets to pick.
I don't think that they should really pick. They did something wrong.
Nobody likes the idea of inmates picking anything. But listen, before I go on, I understand that's bad. Nobody likes the idea. Everybody wants convicts to have bad things. But listen real quick. Just the entire thing. And then the prison gets to pick whether or not they'll have them. So therefore, what you've got is an incentive for the inmate to act right, because even if you're Jeffrey Dahmer, if you're out there killing your cellmates and stuff like that, no prison's going to want you, and they're, you know, the only prison...
scholarship program or something.
Yeah, I really think that it would work a lot better. That way the inmates have a choice.
What happens to all the rejects?
What's that? I guess that would be the one state prison that's really yucky, a nasty place to be. It would be awful, like death row.
Privately owned prisons is just a bad
You know
idea.
What? You wouldn't even have to have the state prison at all, because one of the privately owned prisons somewhere would come up with a death row arrangement, and they would take any inmate at all at that point.
You were talking last night about like what really moves the government, and it's like these lobby groups, right?
Yeah.
Well, if that happens, the privately owned prisons is going to be a big lobby group. I say we got to make up our own lobby group, like the taxpayers' legislation approval lobby group or something like that.
Well, I do see that lobbyists could, could go for tougher laws that would therefore cause more people to be locked up. That's
right.
A bad thing, and I agree with you. But, usually it's the judges that send people to prison, and so, there would be I don't know.
I am actually in favor of state prisons. I'm in favor of a lot fewer laws, but I think if you're going to have a state at all, you don't want to mix private corporations running your jail system. If you want to go for a totally free market society, then we would have private prisons of some sort or other. Maybe.
I think we could do free market prisons. But, Dave, thanks for the call. You're listening to Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.heareitonline.com. That's HEAREITONLINE.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor had worked with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top. That he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. This is Mark.
And this is Nick.
And it's my show. So call me and talk about, well, whatever you want to talk about. And go to the website, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. You'll find out all the exciting things that are going on with Free Talk Live. Like, I don't know, whenever we get some good press or... You know, for instance, I believe Ian sent out an email warning everybody that I was going to be running the show tonight. So you'll find out everything before it happens at updates.freetalklive.com. Sign up and be in the loop. And that 800 number that I was mentioning earlier, it's the SACL CAI line. I keep on forgetting to say that. And if you have any kind of collections issues that you need to get taken care of, SACL CAI is the one to do it. They do collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. So if you have accounts that are out there that haven't been paying, you could just turn them over to SACL CAI. They'll write you a check for them. And they handle these, they handle collections in a way that most collections companies, at least the ones that we hear about in the news, don't. They collect with respect. So you can see their banner at freetalklive.com and get a hold of them that way. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. And, Nick, let's go on with the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto since, we don't seem to have any calls. And we'll find out whether, in fact, how many of these planks America, the United States, has actually implemented.
Okay. Well, we went through abolition of property and land, and I think we disagreed slightly on that. But we both agreed that we're on the way to the communist ideal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is...
Thanks for the recap. That's good radio stuff.
Number two is a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. We have that.
Heavy?
Well, I mean, it's a relative term, but we have some of the highest corporate tax rates in the world. And, yeah, we have a high tax rate.
I thought our corporate
honest.
Tax was 20%. That was my understanding.
We have some of the highest rates, I believe. That's what I've heard. A lot of countries have much lower flat corporate taxes at 10%.
We would be the fiscally freest nation on the planet if it wasn't for the level of taxation that we have on our public. And one of the reasons for that level of taxation is basically supporting the cop of the world. I mean, we're the world's police. And so American citizens, it's kind of the opposite of an empire. American citizens are paying to police the world, whereas an empire would control the world and then take tribute from all of the controlled nations, and you know that's the way they would, you know, citizens wouldn't have to pay anything. But in fact, they tax us to keep the Indian Ocean clear of pirates and you know make sure that there isn't a despotic ruler in Iraq or you know that the Muslims are free from trouble in Bosnia Herzegovina or that there's a government in Haiti or all kinds of things. It's ludicrous. But I don't know whether we're at heavy. Heavy to me, I guess, since there are countries with higher tax rates than ours, I guess I don't feel like we're as heavy as others. But
the top rates are higher. I mean, some countries will go way up to, you know, 90%
yeah,
or so.
We used to have that.
Right, we did, and we'll probably go back to it, to
but
be honest.
But we have lots of other taxes that are hidden in there that people don't even know they're paying. Like the corporate tax you mentioned, more or less, everybody, like the corporate taxes on Walmart, that's the corporation that people like to use as examples, and we will use it. Essentially, anybody who goes to Walmart and buys anything at Walmart pays their corporate taxes. There's no way to get around it because Walmart has to make a profit. And if they don't make a profit, they're going to go away. So to make a profit, they have to pass on all their costs, and their costs include their corporate taxes onto you.
Yeah, that's true, and a lot of people don't get the hidden costs. I've actually talked to people who weren't part of the Liberty Movement who did understand. They were the ones who brought up the, you know, the cost factor involved with taxes. But, you know, I do have to – there are a lot of countries that have flat tax rates that are lower than ours. I mean, their top rate – Eastern Europe's moving between, like, 20 and 15%. I've seen some of those former communist countries moving.
We fought a revolutionary war over basically a 1% tax in those countries. So,
taxes on tea and stamps, and now everything is pretty much taxed.
We've accepted socialism pretty well in this country.
Oh, yeah. But I would say that if it's not – a communist ideal, then we're well on the road to socialism with our income tax system. I think you'd agree.
Well, I mean, if you look at communism from the... I mean, there was a communist party in the Soviet Union, but they didn't have communism. They had socialism. So communism's sort of an ideal. Communism simply can't exist because communism is everyone's the government, and essentially everyone gets to make decisions about everything because everyone's equal. And there's a system that simply can't work.
Well, actually, the true ideal with communism is that the state will disappear and people will live in a utopia just because...
Well, that's, I think, anarcho-communism. That might be a step beyond.
No, but that's Marxist capitalism, communism, rather. The ideal is that eventually the state will wither away and people will just be magically transformed into working. They'll work communally, and there will be no private property or profit.
Right, which is ludicrous. All you have to do is look at a committee and see how that operates to realize that there's no way that the government would be able to wither away, and therefore everyone would have to vote democratically on every issue. What color are we going to paint the inside of the dormitories where everyone has to live communally? I say chartreuse. No, mauve. I like a nice buttercup. You know, and therefore, and talk about mired. There's no way anything would ever get done in a communist system. Communism is not an ideal. It's a ludicrous hell that people think is a good idea. We've been told it's a good idea. Not a good idea. It is good that everybody would be equal. That part is good, but the fact that everyone else
I don't
else
think
would,
that's good.
Well,
equality of outcome. Everybody is. You can't, that's impossible.
I don't think that you necessarily would see the equality of outcome. You would see the equality of distribution. But I didn't say that that was good. I say that everybody's being treated equally is good by the government, essentially. And the government is everyone in communism. So they're all viewed by the law as equals. I think that's good. In this country, it's not true. We have all different classes of citizens.
Well,
rich people do better than poor people as far as the legal system goes. Cops are immune to prosecution, largely. Politicians even more so. You know,
the idea is it's a forced equality of everything, and you're only equal once they've implemented a socialist regime. Leading up to it, they're going to target anybody who has more money than. I guess average is the goal they're going for, or what they think is fair or just.
Right. At any point, if everybody can vote to take away the money from the richest person, it's going to be a disaster. Because then there's the next richest person, then the next richest person, then the next richest person. And then people realize that there's no reason to work or be productive. And there are lots of people out there that are more productive than other people. So then you're basically stifling innovation. You won't see new inventions. You won't see anything good.
And you stifle productivity, too.
Yeah.
But the next one is somewhat...
We can go on to the third one. I want to take a caller before we do that. We'll go on to the third plank of the Communist Manifesto and see whether it's been acted here in the United States or not. But Kevin in Minnesota. Kevin?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Absolutely capital, sir.
Great. Do I really have to talk about rubber duckies, or I just kind of threw that in as a screwball?
You can talk about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Okay. Well, because I told your call screener that I wanted to talk about rubber duckies.
You can talk about whatever you want. If I don't like it, I'll just jeer and make fun of you.
Okay, great. Actually, I wanted to talk about you, Mark.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know,
it's my favorite subject.
Right. And the reason why I have somewhat of a connection with you is that we have a five-month-old baby girl.
Ah,
and,
beautiful. It changes your life, doesn't it?
Oh, it's the second little girl we've had. Mm. And my only regret in the whole process of it is that within 3-4 hours after she was born, I told my wife, I'm sorry. And she said, for what? And I said that you're going to have to go through this again until we have a boy. I should have waited a couple weeks before I made that comment.
She wasn't quite ready for that at 5 hours, huh?
No, she actually said, we're going to adopt. But
well, that's what I told my wife she can have as many children as she wants, but this is the only time she's going to get pregnant. I love the idea of having a little Jack on the way, and that's going to be great. But, you know, I kind of think that adoption would be the way to go. We didn't do that this round because of, you know, implications with my felony conviction. We didn't think we'd be able to do the adoption. Apparently, we didn't check thoroughly enough. And once we found out that we would be able to do it, she was pregnant. We certainly don't believe in abortion. So,
right.
There you go.
But the reason why I brought it up is I've never heard you talk about home birth.
Yeah, we were considering doing the home birth situation. I'll talk about what we are doing and how we're going to do it, and the bizarre twists that are going on as far as my wife giving birth here, and we'll talk about it in a minute. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be back. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Yes, sir.